Hi there, my name is Aditya Sharma and in these set of videos I will teach you how to offer services to your tenants. If this is your first time working with Azure Stack, there are certain concepts that you will need to understand before going forward, and these set of videos are here to help you with that. In this first video, I am going to talk about quotas. Quotas define the limits of resources that a tenant subscription can provision or consume. For example, a quota might allow a tenant to create up to 5 VMs. To add a service to a plan, the admin must configure these quota settings for that service. And for that, you will first need to learn how to create quotas. If you want to learn more about quotas, you can head over to the Azure Stack documentation. Okay, so with that said, let's just start off and create our first quota here. As you can see, I have a fresh deployment. The dashboard is up and running. And to create my first quota, I go to New, Tenant Offers and Plans. Now, and then you click on quota. Now, for each service that you're planning on offering to your tenants, you'll need to create a different quota. So what I mean by that is here, if you're going to create a compute quota, you'll select the compute service here. And likewise for storage network and other services that you might have on there. So let's just give it a name, My Azure Stack Quota Compute. And then we can select the location here. And we have a bunch of settings for the capacity of the quota that you might want to set. It comes with a bunch of defaults, but you can obviously edit these. And for now, we'll go ahead with this. Click on OK. Click on Create. And within seconds, you'll have your first successful quota deployment. So we've created the compute quota here. You can do the same thing. You can follow the same steps to create your compute, network, storage, or other service quotas.